Direct from 95 BFM, it's Friday Live. Thanks to Belinda Pilsner.
We've sort of cut a deal with the construction guys. He said he was going to stop in about 30 seconds.
I managed to make eye contact and I dangled a couple of Berliner Pilsners at him and I was like, mate, do you want a beer? And he cracked up. He's like, no, I can't do that. And I was like, look, we've got, Tom Rockwell?
Yes.
Right on, in studio with an acoustic guitar. Could you mind just stopping in a minute for 10 minutes? And they were like, yeah, sweet ass, bro. So look, they're just human beings as well. Turns out, just regular people. And it sounds like they might have stopped.
Tom, you're playing at Wine Cellar tonight.
That's correct.
You've come with some sort of liqueur from Rowan, but we don't have a bottle opener up here at BFM, so we're actually stuffed. You'd think we would have, but we don't.
Hofmeister and a chap playing a fiddle, it looks like, on here.
I think it's very specialist product placement by Rowan.
It looks... Is this Wine Cellar, Rowan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was about to say, it looks Wine Cellar as.
We were just... Oh, yeah, it's from... From Pirangi Estate in Coromandel.
Herbal liqueur.
So he's trying to, you know, insert his products into the wider marketplace.
Wait, what is the name of Rowan's establishment once again?
It's the Wine Cellar St. Kevin's Arcade.
And he has specialist liqueurs available for all there.
Yeah,
what
at,
the
a
fuck? What are you doing?
At a variety of price points too. Yeah.
Great.
For every budget.
And you're playing tonight at the Wine Cellar.
That's right. We're playing at 8 o'clock till the end of it. And
That's good. What have you been doing recently? I know we've just asked these guys outside to stop.
No, we've got probably... 10 minutes.
We've got 10 minutes.
Yeah. 10 long.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Aching
what's,
minutes.
What's Tom Rodwell up to?
Well, I recently had a son called Harry, and then, but the last couple of years I've been attempting to make a record at Roundhead,
and
recorded entirely on 2-inch tape, and then we mixed it down to 1/2-inch tape, and then I've sent the A side and B side. Assembled tapes to a dude in LA who cut the lacquer from those tapes.
Wow.
So no computers involved.
All analog stage. Signal path. That's great.
Entirely analog signal path.
Tom, I can't be sure, but I think one time I saw you play somewhere and you were singing. You had the neck of your guitar up to the throat of your own neck.
Yes, indeed.
And some shit was going on, man. It fucking blew my mind.
Oh, it's a great little technique. And that technique comes from the.
It was so buzzy, bro.
It's a great technique. Because what you're doing is you're using your throat box to vibrate the strings.
Yeah.
But that technique, that's from the late, great Phil Dryson, guitar player from many Auckland bands, who passed away last year or 18 months ago. So that was his technique. And
so cool.
He had forgotten that he used to do it, so I do it in a kind of a tribute to him. I'll do it tonight. I'll try and do it tonight.
Right on.
I have the right pedal.
So your full noise tonight, sort of band guitar?
It's a cool. It's a cool band tonight. Normally, people would have seen the Storehouse is the when it's me with other people, but normally they would have seen it with a whole variety of different lineups. Mm. And tonight is Jeff Henderson, who's known to various people for playing the saxophone, but he's playing the bass tonight. And then an old friend of mine. Damien Source on percussion, and Damien he's just travelled from London to out of Mongolia in a Nissan Micra,
and sounds about right actually.
And then he's just made it back to Auckland, and we got his percussion.
Did the Nissan miss a beat?
Nah, going. Had to give it away.
Mate, I'll give you a microphone. Actually, we get you guys underway.
Somewhere over there, be nice.
more jackhammer, but I reckon, I'm quite satisfied.
Needs more jackhammer. We can arrange that, I understand.
Yeah. Wait long enough. Brilliant. Tom Rodwell, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, would you like to play one more?
Yes, indeed, sure. All right, let's think about it. So that percussion instrument that Damien was just playing was pandeiro from the music of Brazil. And then this is a music from, is it an instrument from South India? And this is called a canjira, which is a very tiny single bell tabla type instrument, family instrument. Disciples sitting around. God bless the cup, gave them a sip of wine. Should have been there 10,000 years drinking wine, holy wine. Thanks a lot. It's a very inexpensive guitar. I apologize for the.
This apologize for that. This is a very inexpensive radio station.
And on time.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Who else is playing Wine Cellar tonight?
It's just us. Oh, it's just us. Yeah, yeah. So if you come down, it's 15 on the door. Pre-sales are done now, I think. And come on down, 8:30. And it's good for dancing, drinking, and
try out this Hofmeister herbal liqueur, Rowan's special little drop.
Indeed, yeah. If you can get it open, you can have some.
I assume the Wine Cellar has a fucking.
They have a corkscrew. They have one at least.
I love how the guys doing construction are obviously listening.
There's a speaker outside on the stairs. They obviously heard it. And they're like, move straight away.
Well timed, chaps. Well timed. Hey, thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you.
Tonight at the Wine Cellar. Cheers, mate.
Friday Live on 95 BFM, thanks to Berliner Pilsner.